saw swimming under the full moon, the werewolf and the creature from the Black Lagoon. Dracula, what do you think of my new smash?
Whatever happened to the Monster Mash?
It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We seek pumpkin carving tips from longtime carvers in Menominee because, you know, one wrong slice with that serrated knife and your pumpkin design morphs into a less desirable toothy grin. Call in with the question. You can share thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Shannon and Jody Engel, they are a pumpkin carving couple. Shannon and Jody, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shannon, let's start with you. You recommend cutting a hole in pumpkins from the bottom. Why is that?
It just makes for a simpler carve. Plus, it gives you a flat surface to put the pumpkin down on. And plus, if you're using a candle or a light or whatever you're doing, you simply just set the pumpkin down on top of it. You don't have to reach in the pumpkin trying to light your pumpkin.
Okay, so it makes access a lot easier. You know, you mentioned glowing. What is your advice to make that pumpkin glow bright?
We use little LED puck lights, or we actually use LED. It's just like a regular light, light bulb. Mm-hmm.
So, Jody, you know, what are your shortcuts for getting the guts out of the pumpkin, you know, really quickly and efficiently?
Well, we have some little knives that work really well. You can get them in the kits that they sell in the grocery stores or Walmart, the Pumpkin Master kits. Those little tiny knives work really well to cut the pumpkin open, or the smaller drywall saws. So that helps to get it open. And then once it's open, the little scoops that actually come in those kits, the Pumpkin Master kits as well, work really good. And then after that, when you have the majority of the guts out, we use a sharpened clay loop tool, one of the larger ones, to scrape the surface from the inside that we're going to carve on, because the thinner that surface is, the easier it is to carve and the better glow you'll get out of it.
So you do recommend those pumpkin carving kits, you know, that you see at the store. Are they worth the money?
They are definitely worth the money. Yep. Learning how to use those and starting with your cutout designs, those are a fantastic tool to begin with. It has everything in it that you need, including patterns.
Oh, okay. Well, and, Shannon, go ahead.
One tip we have with the pumpkin carving, with the stencils that you put on, we use a ballpoint pen and we push really hard and we leave an impression. Or if you've got it, an engraver works really good.
Okay, so then that way you can kind of just follow those lines once you do the real chiseling.
Yes.
You know, what if your pumpkin has deep ridges? How do you deal with those ridges?
Pick a better pumpkin.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well,
if it's got really deep ridges like that, a stencil doesn't work really well, and you're going to end up having to use one of your classic jack-o'-lantern styles.
Jody, you talked about trying to get as much of the innards out of that pumpkin so you've got a thinner wall. Like, how much flesh do you need to remove to have, like, that good carving specimen?
Well, I usually try to get it down to about an inch thickness. You want to make sure that the little saw that you're using to do your cutout design, you want to make sure that that's going to go all the way through your pumpkin. So, you know, you want it scraped thin enough that saw is going to go all the way through. So you're making a clean cut through instead of, you know, only partial.
Okay. Yes. Shannon, I've seen some YouTube videos that are showing, like, people using power drills, power tools to do carving. Have you ever entertained that?
If we do what is called a craft pumpkin, we use Dremel tools and they work excellent. On real pumpkins, it doesn't work as great because it's the pumpkin flesh just kind of pushes out of the way.
Okay. And it splatters all over you. And it makes a mess.
Yes, it makes a large mess.
So as you pick that pumpkin and try to avoid the ridges, what is a good pumpkin for carving, Jody? What do you look for?
Basically, we look for that smooth surface. You want to make sure that it sits nice and flat. Although by cutting the bottom off, you can help that a bit to get your pumpkin to sit nice and straight. And again, you know, that smooth surface, that's the most important part, to get a clean carve out of it and a nice, crisp, precise looking carve, is that smooth surface. If the pumpkin has a flatter side with that smooth surface, it's going to be even better, instead of like the super round ones that the design just pops out a lot better on a flatter surface.
Can you spot rot? Like, is there any signs on the pumpkin that you should look for, knowing that it could be rotting? Yeah.
Yep, you can. They'll develop soft spots. Sometimes you can tell by the stem. If the stem is really getting soft, that means that the pumpkin is starting to go bad. Actually, by thumping on the pumpkin, I don't know how to describe the thump. It's just kind of a thud, I guess, on a pumpkin that's not good, compared to a nice knocking sound maybe on a good pumpkin.
And we always cut the bottoms off our pumpkins before we actually apply the stencil to make sure we don't have a rotten pumpkin. There's nothing worse than a rotten pumpkin and trying to carve it.
That is Shannon and Jody Engel, their pumpkin carving duo, who push each other to take their designs to the next level. Call in with a question. You can share tips on carving, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. What if you're not there? You won't get kissed at the monster.
When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swinging wake. Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim, grin, and
it is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Nothing welcomes trick-or-treaters on Halloween night like a glowing pumpkin grinning back at you. And we have veteran giant pumpkin carvers in Menominee, Jody and Shannon Engel, helping us novice carvers, you know, do better at this. Call in with a question. You can share your tips, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Lisa in Brookfield is here. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Good
morning. Yes.
And is there somewhere I can bring my pumpkin to have it carved and pay them?
Oh, Lisa, you were breaking up, but I think you want to know about if you can find a place that will carve pumpkins for you. Go ahead, Engels.
Well, wouldn't that be nice? I think we'd be busy all of October. I personally don't know of anyone that does that. We do mostly events for ours. So, you know, places like Lambeau Field and Titletown, Mall of America hire us to do their events for them. So we don't have much time in there to carve pumpkins. But, you know, in the area that you live in, it'd be worth putting it out there. Maybe you have a Facebook page you could ask on or something.
Yes, or it has to be someone's side hustle somewhere. Well, I want
right?
to, yes, let's talk a little bit more about the outlines and the stencils and how you feel about using stencils in pumpkin carving. Shannon, go ahead.
Stencils are a very important part of the pumpkin carving, and also visualizing how you're going to do your cutout. It's very easy with a stencil to lose an eyeball, like you stated earlier. I can tell you right now, if you cut a piece of pumpkin off that you didn't intend to cut off, super glue.
Oh, okay.
Super glue will stick the pumpkin flesh back together tighter than you know. You can't even notice you made the mistake.
A little plastic surgery on that pumpkin.
Yes.
I've also heard of like a toothpick trick where you put the toothpick into the piece that broke off and then you stick it in. Would that work?
That works also, but gravity tends to pull it down. If it's on the lower part of your carve and you're sticking it down on there, it'll stick. But if it's something that hangs, gravity kind of tends to let it drop off.
Plus the toothpick gets wet eventually and kind of breaks, but a toothpick with the super glue would hold it into place nicely.
I wonder, what are ways to preserve the life of carved pumpkins? Because they're here one day and it feels like they're gone the next.
The best thing we can recommend is, if you have it, is refrigeration. If you do a carve and you properly refrigerate it, keep it hydrated. That's the trick, is keep it hydrated and free of the molds and mildews.
When you say hydrated, do I like spray some water on it? How would you hydrate?
We actually spray a bathroom cleaner that has a little bit of bleach on it. I know a lot of people think that putting bleach on the pumpkins is a bad thing, but within 24 hours of putting bleach on anything, it turns into a dissolvable salt.
Okay. Well, you two have a really cool story. You operate a business and great pumpkins, and you also have apparently a friendly rivalry on carving.
friendly is putting it nicely.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to try to navigate this in the best way I know how. How did you get into pumpkin carving together in the first place?
Back 14 years ago, almost to the date, this girl next to me, she sent me a invitation to a Halloween party, and I pulled into her driveway, and her driveway was full of carved pumpkins, and I thought, this person might not think pumpkin carving is so crazy.
It was love at first pumpkin sight.
Yep, hook, line, and sinker. All I had to do was carve some pumpkins.
Oh, dear. Well, then things kind of seem to get a little bit competitive this time of year. Jody, can you pick up that part of the story?
Well, you know, it's Shannon trying to top me, basically, because I've held the top position for about 14 years now. So he's always trying to best me on who can do the best carve. And it actually, I have it in writing that he said I was the better carver. So just gonna put that out there. But it actually helps to bring out, I think, better carves,
yes,
and more creativity out of the two of us having,
yes,
this little friendly competition.
And when we're carving at events, we're actually our backs are to each other a lot of the time, and the crowd is behind us, and we don't see what each other is carving, but we peek over and we her carve is coming out really good, I gotta make mine better.
Shannon,
has a fan club that no matter what she carves, she could put a triangle in there and they'd vote for her.
Oh, now we're talking. Okay. What is the most, favorite carve you've ever executed, Jody?
Oh, boy. I really like to do the sculpted carves. So to make it more three-dimensional, like faces and different things like that. There's one that I did that was called, I called it Unmasked, and it was a face in the pumpkin, and then I took another pumpkin and I carved like just the traditional jack-o'-lantern face out of it and cracked it in half like he was pulling his mask away.
That was
one of my favorites.
Wow.
I also like to do the shaded pumpkins too. There's a few of those that I've done that I really like.
What do you mean by that?
So shaded pumpkins are where you don't cut through the pumpkin. You scrape off the surface.
Okay.
And you can scrape it to different depths so that you get that shading in there when you light it up. The sculpted pumpkins, you typically don't light those up. That's your three-dimensional. But the shaded pumpkins, Those are fun to do. That I like those better than the cut throughs because you can get all that dimension in there just through the shading and the light.
And Shannon, you grow giant pumpkins as well. Have you ever carved those?
Yes, we typically carve those 2 or 3 times a year. We carve them for Lambeau Field and at the Mall of America.
How long does that take?
Depends on how intricate the carve is. And it's the same as carving the small pumpkins, but we just use larger tools and have more guts.
A lot more guts. I hope you appreciate seeds or can do something with all of those seeds. Oh, wow.
We go through a lot of them.
I bet you do. Well, Shannon and Jody, all the best to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Shannon and Jody Engel, they are a pumpkin carving duo in Menominee, and we have gotten tips from them. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. I'm breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks. Here comes the hunchback. Better get out of his way. Faith, 5-5-4-4 Vomit was a monster's holiday.